The Israeli offensive in Gaza has sparked angry protests in many countries. It's worth noting, though, that for the most part, they have not occurred on the West Bank. There, the Palestinian Authority has made a big effort to keep demonstrations under control. From Ramallah, the World's Quill Lawrence reports.
There have been protests in the West Bank each Friday since the offensive began, with groups of Palestinians calling for solidarity with the people in Gaza. But as with this recent protest, most have been limited and under the tight control of the Palestinian Authority, the PA. In fact, some in the West Bank complain that the PA, dominated by the Fatah party of President Mahmoud Abbas, has started to act like other authoritarian states in the Middle East.
Some people, they ask, oh, why the demonstrations in Europe, it's bigger than what's going on in West Bank?
Shehwan Jabrin is director of Al-Haq, the West Bank's leading human rights organization. He says that the PA is using the crisis to further repress elements of the rival Hamas party in the West Bank. Jabrin says banning the Hamas flag at demonstrations is either an overreaction or just an excuse.
It's not a big issue. It doesn't make any threat to your security. It doesn't make any threat your public order. It doesn't mean anything, except if you want to use that as an excuse to put restrictions, you know, before people to express their opinions, their idea, their feelings.
The PA has been locking up Hamas activists for months, some of them immediately after they were released from Israeli prisons. Shehwan has documented some 300 political prisoners held by the PA, and he says many are subject to mistreatment in jail. Many in the West Bank have begun to view Mahmoud Abbas as a collaborator with Israel. His Fatah movement fought a short civil war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip 18 months ago, and there's still plenty of bad blood. Still, many Palestinians think they should be doing more to protest what's going on in Gaza, says Kadura Faris, chairman of a society of former Palestinian prisoners.
The traditions of solidarity within this kind of situation, it should be demonstrations, some confrontations with the Israeli soldiers. This is the Palestinian traditions. Demonstration has happened. There is some clashes in some villages, but it's not suitable to what's happened in Gaza.
Faris says there should be nothing short of an uprising in the West Bank to protest what's happening in Gaza. But Faris says Palestinians in the West Bank are just plain exhausted from the last intifada and from a punishing reoccupation of the West Bank by Israeli troops. On a chilly, wet day in the city of Jenin, there are still some signs of the Israeli incursion in 2002, the bloodiest battle of that uprising. Few here are hungry for more war, not even the city's most famous fighter. Zacharias Zubeidi was the leader of the militant Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade in Jenin. He says that resistance at the moment is futile because there's not a valid political track to push. Zubeidi doesn't believe that Israel cares about civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, but he says that the leaders of Hamas are equally responsible. By continuing to fight, they'll cause the deaths of more women and children, he says. This sort of dissent and division among Palestinians may be the reason there's been no major uprising, says Sam Bahour, a West Bank businessman.
This is the first time that we're facing an Israeli onslaught without a united Palestinian internal environment. So we don't have the strength of unity to be able to have a civil uprising. That being said, the undercurrent in the West Bank is boiling.
The West Bank also has more to lose than Gaza. There's still a functioning economy here, and the borders are open to Jordan. But the Abbas government promised that its negotiations with the government of Israel would yield much greater economic and political payoffs. Bahour says the returns have been meager. And, he says, West Bank Palestinians may not remain quiet if the war in Gaza continues much longer. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Ramallah, the West Bank.